It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. Sure, you've heard about putting your money where your mouth is, but how about putting taxpayer dollars where the fertilizer potential is? The administration just announced on Tuesday that $500 million in grants have been made available to increase American-made fertilizer production. The maximum award, $100 million, the minimum award, $1 million, the grant term will be 5 years, and the grant program is going to support fertilizer production that is independent, meaning outside the orbit of dominant fertilizer suppliers, made in America, innovative, sustainable, and farmer-focused. Once they get this all put together, the department plans for a 45-day application window for applicants to receive priority for projects that increase the availability of fertilizer and nutrient alternatives for ag producers to use in the crop years of 23 or 24. And then they're also going to do an extended application window, providing an additional 45 days to receive applications for financial assistance to significantly increase American-made fertilizer production to spur competition and combat high prices. If you'd like to get more information, I'm going to send you on over to USDA.gov. They have a couple of webinars scheduled for early in October to get folks all the detail they need. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News. For more information, visit aginfo.net. I'm Haley Shipp.